Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, we've been looking at this sermon series, Lessons from Lockdown, and I want to continue with that today. I don't want to waste this lockdown. I don't know about you, but I want to come out of this and through this different. I don't want to be the same coming out as when I went in, because I believe that God is speaking to me, He's changing me, and He's equipping me for the other side. A couple of years ago, I was driving in the car, I was coming down to my office, and I saw a young man walking. I only saw him from the back. But as I looked, even though he had a coat on because it was cold, he had his hood up, I recognized immediately it was Lee Morrison. I could tell by his walk. There was something distinct about it that I knew, that's Lee. I wonder what we're known for, or I wonder how people would describe our walk with Jesus, our values, the way we conduct ourselves, our attitudes, the way we look at life, the way we deal with people. Because I don't know about you folks, but when I come out of this and through this, I want my walk to be different. My wife for Christmas got me one of these Fitbits. I presume that many of you have this also. It's a physical activity tracker. I love it. Every now and then it will tell me that I really should get up and do some exercise. I'm usually pretty busy, so I'll be honest, I ignore that. It's a tracker. It doesn't actually do the exercise for me. I love the fact that it does count the steps that I do, but it is no substitute for actually doing the work. And every now and then I get the reminder, and I think that during this lockdown that God is getting our attention, and there are reminders all over the place which is affecting and saying to us there is room for change. Well, there's a great story. We find it in the book of Genesis, chapter 32. It's regarding a man called Jacob. Let me tell you a little bit about his story. We read this. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives. Yeah, I said two wives. His two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I'll not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." What a great thing to ask God to do for you. That in the midst of this situation that Jacob found himself in, that this was his request. "I want the blessing of God on my life." Now, I need to give you a little bit of the backstory. You see, Jacob was a twin. He was an interesting character. When you survey his life, you'll see that it was full of deceit and deception. You see that he was one that obtained the birthright that belonged to his older brother by giving him a bowl of stew. He got the blessing that should have gone to his brother by deceiving his father, because his father was old in age and his eyes were dim. And he deceived him by dressing up and pretending to be Esau so that he would receive that blessing. All his life, it seems, has been one of hustle and manipulation and calculation to get ahead in life. And actually, when you look at how well he did, he was doing okay, because the Bible tells us that he ended up with two wives. He had many possessions, and seemingly looking on, he was very successful. He was married to the love of his life, the woman of his dreams. Her name was Rachel. Everything seemed to be going so well. I should add here that he'd had to leave his home and run from the country because his brother wanted to kill him. And he ended up in another country, but very successful and extremely blessed. And yet it came to a point that his brothers-in-laws looked on at him and his father-in-law and said, wait a minute, this guy's scheming. There's no way he should be as blessed as he is. And Jacob realized that the atmosphere was changing. So he decided that something needed to happen. And then God came and spoke to him. Beautiful words. God said this, return to your country. I believe maybe that's the word of God for someone this morning. It's time for you to return. You see, maybe you're like Jacob. What do you do when you've got everything and it's not enough? That you're happily married, you've got beautiful children, you're successful and you have many, many possessions, but inside you're empty. You recognize that all that stuff round about you is not enough to satisfy the longing of your heart. It doesn't matter how much possessions you have. Tell me, when is it enough? And Jacob came to that point where he begins to return home to encounter his brother. And I believe that God is speaking to you right now, this morning, today. I believe there's a mom and dad that are listening to me. You were brought up in church. You attended church, but you're not in church anymore. But you have come this morning online and you're hearing me speak. And God is challenging your heart in the midst of this lockdown. And God is saying to you, it's time to return to me. I'm talking to a mom and dad that were raised in Sunday school, but your children have never been near a church or a Sunday school. I want to encourage you. God is speaking to your heart. It's time to return. Come back to the Father. Come back to home. And maybe Apex Church is not your style of church. That's okay. Just find somewhere that you can engage with God and engage with community. Hey, you can gain the world, but you can lose your soul. You can have everything in man's eyes, but have nothing in God's eyes. I'm talking to you this morning. I sense it. I sense God all over this. God is challenging you and saying, it's time to come home. So he began to make this journey back home, and he heard that his brother was coming to meet him with 400 men, and he thought that he actually was in trouble. So he sent his family ahead. And then the Bible says something interesting, that Jacob was left alone. I read it in the scripture. I've discovered this, that often when God gets ready to deal with you, he deals with you in a place of being alone. I've discovered about this lockdown that maybe you are feeling very alone, or maybe you'd say, Neil, I wish I could find some space to be alone. But could it be that over this period of time, in the midst of God getting you alone, that he wants to speak into your life and into your world? You see, we're so good at running from God and we hide from God. We think we do, but God knows exactly where you are. It reminds me of when I was a little boy, I used to play hide and seek with my dad. I would hide behind the curtains. I didn't realize that my feet were sticking out and he knew exactly where I was. And maybe you're running from God and you think God doesn't know or see where I am, or you're hiding in a crowd. Or maybe you've got a mask on. I'm not referring right now to the masks that we have become so familiar with seeing all around us when we go out, perhaps for that hour's exercise or into the grocery store. I've discovered this. People may have masks when they're outside, but when they get home, the mask comes off. I'm not talking about that mask. I'm talking about the mask that all of us put on, the real us, the people that we don't want to see what we really look like, so we hide the real us. I'm talking about the hurt you. I'm talking about the broken you. I'm talking about the disappointed you that you hide so well behind that mask. I'm talking about the why does things never work out for me, you, that we hide behind. And could it be that in the midst of this lockdown, God is speaking to us and speaking to your heart And he wants you to take that mask off, because the truth is that he sees us and he wants to bring healing and he wants to bring hope. He wants to turn your life around. He wants your walk to be different. He doesn't want you to be the same. He wants you to come to that place of total surrender, where we can truly say, God, here I am. I come just as I am. I've tried everything. I may have everything, but God, there's an emptiness inside. I'm also speaking to Christians right now, that your walk with God is not what it should be. Perhaps you're like Adam and Eve. You hide in the garden. You hide in the very blessing that God has provided for you. And maybe you're hiding in that success or that business, and maybe that has become your identity. And God had to say to Adam and Eve, where are you? God knew exactly where they were. But he had to call them out because they had lost that intimate relationship with him. I believe that our walk can be different because God can challenge us in the midst of our aloneness. And then I see something else from the scripture. Because we read this, then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. You know this, everyone's struggling with something. Maybe you're struggling with someone. Lockdown maybe is magnifying the struggles that you have in your heart. You see, Jacob in this story, all his life, he struggled. He struggled even with his brother in the womb. He grabbed onto his heel. That's why his name is Jacob. We know that he struggled with Laban, his father-in-law, and manipulated situations. All his life, he thought that he had to struggle through. I don't know what your struggle is today, but I do know that God already knows what it is, and he can bring healing and hope into your situation. You are not alone. You see, often our external actions are the result of our internal struggles. Things that have happened in our world, and there are things that perhaps have happened to you that nobody knows. People look at the fruit, but they don't know what is the root, the real reason why perhaps we behave in a certain way. The attitude we have, our outlook on life, everybody's got a struggle. And Jacob, all his life, had struggled. But here, when he had this encounter, his struggle changed, but he had to come to a place of submission. He had to yield, you see. He held on in the midst of that fight. I don't know about you, but I'm a fighter. I remember when I was a little boy that often I would be play fighting with my brother. And you know what? That situation where they sort of pin you down. And they say these words, do you submit? Often I use the words, yes, I submit. But I'll tell you something, I was still fighting on the inside. Maybe God wants you to get you to this place of surrender and submission, that your walk would be different, that now it's not just words that we say, but it's a change is taking place in our heart. That we're yielding to God, that we're allowing God to shape us and mold us and equip us and to be the person that God has called us to be. And maybe right now you're saying, Neil, I've been a fighter all my life. I've had to fight to survive. I've had to fight to get through. And I get that. I understand it. But my friend, today, Jesus wants to come and bring peace into your anxious heart. That no longer are you going to be having to fight and struggle. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. And we're told that in the midst of this fight, that Jacob's hip joint was touched. And from that point on, he walked with a limp. His place of strength was diminished. And maybe this lockdown for you, your business, that's the place that you put your focus and your strength, but you're looking at it right now and it's not as strong, perhaps, as it was before. Perhaps you're on furlough and you're struggling to meet the bills. Perhaps you're not sure what your employment is going to look like when you come through this. Perhaps your strength is in your family and you've been around them a lot right now and you've realized that everything's not what you thought it was. Maybe husband, wife, your relationship is not what you thought it was, the place where you placed your strength. But would you allow God to touch that? Because it's only when we yield and submit to Him, when we hand it over to God, that He will begin to make the difference. And then something incredible happened. Jacob was asked this question, "Tell me, what is your name?" You may say, "Neil, that's a strange question to ask." No, I'll tell you why. You see, all his life, Jacob had pretended to be someone else. We read that when he went to his father and asked for that blessing, his dad said, "Who are you?" He said, it's the voice of Jacob, but the hands are of Esau, because Esau had taken goat skins and put it on his hands to make him appear like his brother. So before when he received the blessing, he was asked the question, "Who are you?" And he answered with deceit. And here's what God is saying to us today. If you want my blessing, my favor, my protection, my strength, you have to come to that place where you're honest with yourself. Here I am. The mask is off. God, you have me and you see me. I admit I'm a Jacob. And when he said he was Jacob, God said, "All right, here's a new name for you now. Now you're going to be called Israel." Israel was there all the time. Israel became the father of Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Dan and Naphtali and Gad and Asher and Issachar and Zebulun and Benjamin and Joseph, the two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The 12 tribes of Israel were in Jacob all the time. But his future could not be revealed when he was pretending that he was someone else. God wants you to come to this place today, that your walk can be different. Where you take the mask off, you put the light on and you say, "This is who I am." But God, you already know that. But you can bless me and change me and make me different. The place was called Peniel. Jacob said these words, "I have seen God face to face." He says, "And my life has been rescued. My life has almost been like it's been reset. It's a new start." Could it be that COVID-19, that lockdown is your Peniel? Could it be your place of reset? Could it be the place where your life really begins to take meaning and purpose? Because now you're not doing what everyone expects you to do. Now you're making a choice. "I'm not going to do what I've been trained to do. I want to spend my life doing what God wants me to do." Peniel, COVID-19, lockdown for you, my friend, can be a place of new beginnings where your walk is different, where you're honest with yourself and those around you, and you find your true identity in God. I would love to pray with you, my friend. I would love to pray with you, Christian believer. You're maybe like Adam and Eve that I spoke about, that you know that your relationship with God is not what it should be. Or perhaps you've never asked Christ to come into your heart or into your life. What an opportunity today that it can be the fresh start for you. In fact, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, they're new creations. Old things, they pass away. All things become new. Lockdown can be your place of reset and new beginnings. I would love to pray with you. I would love to lead you in a prayer of surrender to God, that just like Jacob, you will be able to say, "Now, God, I see your blessing on my life." Let's pray together. Dear God, I thank you for this incredible story. And there are people that are listening to my voice right now that want to surrender their life to you. If that's you, my friend, would you pray this? Dear Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I have not been true to myself or those around me. But I surrender my life to you right now. I want to know that you're my King and you're my Lord. I want to know that my sins have been forgiven. I want to know that there is a new day for me when I come to that place, that my walk would be different. So I acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer, that's the greatest prayer you will ever say. It's a place of recognition that things can be different. Maybe it's things as they should be.